We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and news and all kinds of stuff. Additionally, I do the Full 90 Extra Time podcast, just every opportunity we can get to make silly jokes. That's what we take. Full 90 Extra Time podcast is having a party Saturday, 3 o'clock, Pioneer Square at Flatstick Pub. We're going to be celebrating the end of the Seattle Sounders season. Can't wait to see you. If you come out, I'll have some fun drinking beers, talking whatever you want. I don't even care. All right. So Grammy nominations dropped today, and it was a big one for still teenager, not even 18 years old, Billie Eilish dominated the standings. I can't even forgot to count how many there were, but she's certainly having the biggest year. For someone who can't buy a pack of cigarettes, a can of spray paint, or a lottery scratcher, she can go and win all of the musical creativity awards. That's pretty incredible. It was a huge year for women in rock and roll and just music in general, because you have the usual suspects up there, the Lady Gagas, the Taylor Swifts. Yes, okay, cool. But Lana Del Rey on there. Brittany Howard, she's the front woman for Alabama Shakes, went and did her own solo thing. She's nominated. Lizzo, it wouldn't be 2019 without Lizzo. She's on there. It is a ton of fun and super cool to watch. Brandi Carlile, a Seattle, greater Seattle area native. She's up for three more as well. This is really cool. Oh, cool. I didn't see that Apparat was up for Best Dance Album. That's cool. That's my buddy Bryce got me into Apparat. Rufus Du Sol is up for Solace. Oh, look, they give awards to country people, too. I'm just kidding. I'm surprised that Tool got nominated, but I guess I'm not surprised, because there really aren't that many like rock bands out there or whatever. Vampire Weekend was up for stuff, and then this is huge for us here at the end. The 1975 are headlining Deck the Hall Ball, and they're up for Best Rock Song for Give Yourself a Try. What a year. What a year. You can read all these at 1077theend.com. Oh, Best Reggae Album. The Best Comedy Album. I can't come up with someone who's better. I guess Steve Simone's is really good, but it's like all these like super predictable names, and there's way better comedy. I guess that's the essence of the Grammys. I didn't listen to the Trevor Noah one. Jim Gaffigan, I heard. Ellen DeGeneres, I didn't even know she was still making albums. That's crazy. Aziz Ansari, Dave Chappelle. I love stand-up comedy. I would have just liked to see a little bit more than that. I guess I'm spoiled by listening to so many podcasts. Say like Cartman podcasts. There we go. Finally, a bit of good news there's good news here and there, but in an overall dark story, there's some good news for the Showbox.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Efforts to save the Showbox have new wind in their sails as two groups have teamed up to make an offer. Historic Seattle and Seattle Theater Group made a bid to buy the 80-year-old music hall. Excellent. Now, STG already have the Paramount, Moore Theater, the Neptune Theater in their repertoire, so it makes sense that they would pick up another. AEG currently is responsible for everything at the Showbox. They would continue to operate for the next several years. It's a step in the right direction. Fingers crossed. Now, be careful when you're out at the dog park or on a hike. Parks like Marymore Dog Park are under crazy assault from car prowlers, warns ComoNews.com. Smash and grab style theft is happening. They bust out your window, take the bag you leave in the back, and get away with it. One victim said that she saw the people responsible casing other cars by driving up next to them, looking in the window, and preparing to smash before she approached them, and they drove off in a hurry. You gotta be a real turd that no one picked up to be doing this at a dog park. Or at all. You're the worst.
You just got newsed.
I've been talking about this podcast party that we're going to have. Oh, let me just plug it real quick. Saturday, Pioneer Square, Flatstick Pub, 3 p.m. for hanging out, celebrating Seattle Sounders FC. We do a podcast about Seattle soccer. Seattle Sounders FC won the MLS Cup just over a week ago, and we're celebrating with our friends that listen to this podcast and want to come out and stuff, that have a Saturday afternoon free. It's massively, how do you say it? This is like the problem with the job I do. I'm just going to be vulnerable with you here for a second. There's this notion of imposter syndrome, where you get yourself into a situation that you don't actually believe that you belong in. That's like my entire career that I've done for 20 years. Here I am like, ooh, whew, I don't know that I, one of these days they're going to find me out and send me back to, you know, some crap town in the middle of New Mexico or whatever. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking forward to. So then we like do stuff where we're just kind of in a little studio here by ourselves making jokes. No one's here to actively laugh. It's not as brave as like a stand-up comedian who'd like, performs in front of human beings, and if they don't laugh, it's just like horribly awkward. Oh boy. That's a real thing there. I've seen that happen. It is not cool. Anyway, do our jokes here and stuff. That's fine. And then a couple times a year, the radio station has a big concert. Okay, great. We go out there. It's still the radio station's thing. We're doing this podcast party, and like my fears of inadequacy are racing. I'm like, if 3 people show up, is that a huge win? Like me and my co-host Brandon don't count. But like, what happens if no one shows up to this thing? And just to be clear, like we set our sights on like 20, 25 people, you know, nothing huge or whatever, just a fun hang to drink some beers or whatever. You gotta be 21 to get in. Anyway, drive responsibly, drink responsibly, get home safely. Anyway, I seriously worry. Like, what if no one shows up to this and then we look like idiots in front of like Flatstick Pub and find out that like pull back the curtain and it turns out that the inadequacy fears are like justified. Is this why people go to therapy? I'm like nervously moving around in my seat. Maybe you can hear that in the background. Yikes. Let's lean on something I like to do, which is writing. Bill Gates as a supervillain.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Has Bill Gates gone full-on James Bond supervillain? Now, probably not, but he does have a secretive super solar project that sounds like it could be making a death ray. Heliogen's concentrated sunlight. It made a breakthrough that they can get it to a temperature high enough to replace fossil fuels in industrial processes. It's not a death ray. What they're doing is they're making like a carbon-free, sunshine-based power source big enough to make massive ovens for manufacturing steel and glass and other junk that would otherwise need dino juice and produce a ton of exhaust. Good job, Gates. Like a headline from the distant future, doctors evidently have successfully placed at least one human patient into suspended animation. I'm sorry, what? Let's say someone shows up to the ER with a traumatic injury and cardiac arrest. Their heart's not working. ER docs have dropped the body temperature of a patient to like 50 or 60 degrees, replaced the blood with cold saline, and been given an extra 2-hour window to operate before then warming the patient back up, filling them back up with blood, and jump-starting their heart. Next stop, space, I suppose, huh? And finally, this is nuts. CRISPR, a method for altering our DNA, has been trialed in the US, and the results are so far positive, seeming to cure 2 diseases in 2 different patients. That's pretty sweet that we could eliminate genetic conditions that would otherwise be harmful to humans, but what happens when someone uses it to give us diseases? Ooh, or better yet, turns us into Wookiees!
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
If I could make a podcast recommendation for music fans, Joe Rogan had Josh Homme, I don't ever know how to say his name. He's Josh Homme to us. That's what we called him for the entirety of before the internet time. Anyway, he was the guest yesterday on the Joe Rogan Experience, and you never hear this guy talk long form in a fun environment. He is so smart. I know people are mad because he kicked a photographer, and you should be mad at him for that because that's a jerk move. But also doesn't mean his like he has to be spoiled. His reputation has to be spoiled forever. It's just like, such a whatever. I'm not here to pass judgment on the guy or whatever. Other than to say that he is so fast and smart, I was blown away. I'm not quite done with it yet, but it's if you want something to listen to, Joe Rogan talking to Josh Homme is pretty dope. Anyway, have a great day. Hopefully, we'll see you Saturday. I think I'm gonna throw up.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.